This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can dial toll-free and join us right here on this live Saturday edition of the program. With you in studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, it's been a pretty scary week for a lot of people. I mean, even though the government of the United States has been dropping bombs in a variety of different places for quite a while, they threw quite a few of them, 59 missiles, Tomahawk missiles, at a Syrian airbase early on Friday morning, and a lot of people talking about the possibility that this could lead to World War III, some sort of throwdown, perhaps.
Russia certainly didn't seem very happy, and there was a moment when Russian ships, were, I guess, were headed towards American ships.
Yeah, whatever happened with that story. Anyway.
I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, we discussed this in some detail last night. Of course, you're certainly welcome to comment. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. As you were telling me, Mark, that a lot of the people in the media, like, you know, television reporter types and anchors, are praising.
Yeah.
The talking heads are praising Donald Trump. Many of them who had been critical of him are now on his side for being a warmonger.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. I mean, they seem delighted that things are turning around. Our president's turning into a real president. The bombs and the people.
Which, of course, he was already doing, by the way. I mean, there were already...
The drone attacks were up by some large percentage.
Yeah, he had escalated in just the last month of March. He had escalated the number of drone strikes and innocent people dying at those bombs per the drone strikes. And so, you know, he's already no stranger to killing innocent people in greater numbers per day than even Barack Obama and George Bush before him had done, because Obama escalated the numbers over what Bush had done with drone strikes, and now apparently Trump has escalated the numbers over what Obama had been doing. So now he launched 59 missiles at a great cost of, there was estimates between $600,000 and $1.4 million per missile.
Yeah.
Doing all manner of destruction, ending some lives, and you know, again, causing a lot of people to talk about, well, what's going to come next? And apparently there's some concern about North Korea. According to the story over at NBC News, the National Security Council has presented Donald Trump with options to respond to North Korea's nuclear program, including putting American nukes in South Korea or killing Kim Jong-un.
Assassinations?
That's what they're saying here.
When was the last time the United States participated in an assassination of a world leader?
I don't know exactly. It's certainly, you mentioned before the show, you brought up, of course, Saddam Hussein. He wasn't exactly assassinated. He certainly was targeted to be taken out.
Yes.
Yeah.
They would have killed him
after a show trial, right? They gave him a show trial first. Let's see. And then you mentioned somebody else. So was it Gaddafi?
Gaddafi was killed by his, by people in Libya. But at the same time, the U.S. was doing airstrikes. So I don't know that. I wouldn't
call that exactly an assassination. So, yeah, if you've got an answer to that question, not just when's the last time the United States has assassinated some world dictator, but also any other countries of the world. Surely it has happened. But it's certainly not something that I can recall hearing in the headlines in the last 20 years of my life. I mean, again, that doesn't mean it hasn't happened and I've missed the story. I'm by no means, you know, a news addict or anything like that. But you would think that if some country's dictator or elected leader were to be assassinated, that would be a fairly important world event, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. Yeah. Sure.
I
think that it's really beyond the pale to suggest that that's a good idea.
Well, right, and that's what I wanted to talk about this for. This is coming from the National Security Council. This isn't just, you know, somebody out there suggesting Donald Trump could do this. These are people who are intimately connected with him. The White House says here that both scenarios are part of an accelerated review of North Korea's policy prepared in advance of Trump's meeting with the Chinese president this week. The White House hopes the Chinese will do more to influence Pyongyang through diplomacy and enhanced sanctions. But if that fails and North Korea continues its development of nuclear weapons, there are other options on the table that would significantly alter U.S. policy.
So let me ask you this. What qualifies as an assassination? Do you need an assassin to have an assassination?
Why wouldn't you?
For instance, if you had intelligence that who is it we're assassinating?
Kim Jong-un is what they're talking about.
Okay.
The North Korean dictator.
Yeah, the little Korean man boy, right? You have intelligence as to where he's going to be. You fire a low-powered missile that has long range but not a lot of power. You hit him right there at the GPS coordinates they said he was going to be at the time, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just enough to, say him and whatever's 6 feet around him, right? That sounds like an assassination to me. So somebody pushed the button half a world away.
That's an assassination, absolutely.
Okay, fine. Now,
that would make the person who pushed the button the assassin.
If it's all the same scenario, but you drop a very large missile on him, is it still an assassination if you kill a whole bunch of people in the process?
Or is it a mass bombing? Yeah.
Right. So I don't really know.
That's a good question, yeah. Where do you draw the line?
Was Osama bin Laden assassinated, or was it a capture?
Well,
a botched capture.
Yeah, I don't know. Or did they capture and then assassinate him?
Right. So Saddam Hussein's two sons were killed. They aren't the leaders, but they're pretty close to second in command, right?
Okay.
I don't know. It gets a little. I'm just looking here, trying to figure out who was assassinated and who wasn't, and I'm thinking the U.S. hasn't participated in very many assassinations of a leader.
One of the reasons why, and I don't like calling, I've been trying to avoid using the term leader because I don't consider these people to be leaders. They're dictators, they're rulers, they act like masters, not leaders. Leaders set an example. Leaders lead, they go out there ahead of others and they hope that others will follow them. Governments don't work like that. Government people force you to do what they say. They are not leaders. So I don't want to give them the respect of that particular terminology, so I hope I will continue to avoid using it. But what's unprecedented about this is sort of the rules of conflict between nation states are that you don't go after the boss man. Right.
Well, the boss men tend to agree that going after the boss men is unacceptable.
Correct.
However, when you're dealing with the United States actually believes that it is the boss man of the whole world. Whereas, the people of Mexico or the people of Canada aren't right now wringing their hands over what they should do about the gassing in Syria, right? They're not saying
they weren't involved.
Oh, well, do something about this. Americans are. Well, what kind of hubris is this?
Yeah.
That you think that you should do something about a, politician someplace, a dictator someplace, gassing some of his people. So, whether that's what happened or what's not what happened, I'm not entirely clear on it. The more time goes on, certainly the media backs the story of Assad's the gasser, although it doesn't make much sense to me that he would do it when basically, peace talks are coming up. He looks like he's pretty much won.
Well, the Russian military stated that they had investigated and they believed that what happened was it was an accident, that apparently the Assad's military attacked an installation that was supposedly a rebel stronghold,
yeah.
And ultimately it had these sarin weapons in there, and that's what set them off.
Well, somebody somewhere said, nuh-uh.
Yeah. Well, who knows what the truth is?
Right. How are you? You're never going to get
the truth. Right.
I'll tell you what, when Colin Powell was telling the UN that there was yellow cake in Iraq, Americans really thought that was the truth. When Colin Powell says something like that, I believed him. And
you were a sucker.
Well, I don't know if I'm a sucker.
Don't believe governments when they say things to you.
Well,
I mean, just you should generally doubt everything any government says, and that includes the U.S. government, the Russian government, the Syrian government.
The intelligence was crappy. Not that he necessarily was lying, but he was certainly wrong.
So, anyway, the idea that a country's so-called leader, a country's dictator or president or top gangster could be assassinated by another country's would open up a kind of an unprecedented area of conflict that to my knowledge, hasn't happened in my lifetime. Maybe you can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's actually serious talk in Washington, D.C. about the assassination or potential assassination of Kim Jong-un at the hands of the U.S. federal government, apparently. The National Security Council has presented that to the president, Donald Trump, as an option on the table. And the fact that that option's even on the table is a pretty disturbing concept. We'll get further into that. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. If you want to join us here, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do it through Bitcoin.com. Maybe you want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users. Well, they've got a forum, and it's always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. And that's why Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com and learn more about Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight on this live Saturday edition. They are presenting, the National Security Council presented Donald Trump with options to respond to North Korea's nuclear program. One of them, the first option, and they say here is the most controversial course of action, is to place U.S. nuclear weapons in South Korea.
Yeah, let's not do that.
The U.S. withdrew all nuclear weapons from South Korea 25 years ago, bringing back the bombs likely to Osan Air Base, less than 50 miles south of the capital of Seoul, would mark the first overseas nuclear deployment since the end of the Cold War, an unquestionably provocative move. One senior intel.
I can see why everybody's upset about this Kim Jong-un guy having nuclear weapons. I mean, he seems very, very unstable. But, I don't know what you're going to do about it. But going in and invading is only going to make him more likely to fire the things, right?
Well, they wouldn't be invading if they put the weapons in South Korea.
What's the point of putting the weapons in South Korea?
Drop
them, I would presume.
Well, I guess it would be the, hey, bud, you know, we'll launch a nuke against you if you launch a nuke against us. But presumably they could already launch a nuke from somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably got himself some bunkers that are deep, deep, deep underground.
Oh, sure.
He hasn't shown really much propensity at all for caring for, like the rest of them over there, caring for their people. There's starvation seems to be a way of life in North Korea.
Well, he's well fed.
Right. He seems quite well fed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll be in his underground bunker just fine. Dropping a nuclear weapon on North Korea isn't going to do anything.
It's going to cause serious devastation to the North Korean and South Korean people.
Yes.
So that's one idea. We'll get to the rest of the story here.
Might wipe out their military, and then it would be you just walk right in and take over, I suppose.
Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, really, does anything need to be done with this guy? I guess the idea is he's got a nuclear weapons program, but is that news? I mean, is that a new development about them? Haven't they been working on that for a while?
A long time.
Right. So
now, the question is, what kind of rocket program do they have?
Yeah, let's go to Archie. He's in Ocean City, New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hello, Archie.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Talking about the Korea situation and I guess just in general the United States being involved in other countries. Let's say you're walking down the street and you're not in your neighborhood and you see some bunch of guys beating up on some poor kid. Do you just let it go?
Why are the guys beating up on the poor kid?
Well, if we go to Syria.
No. I
asked
you a question.
Stay in the,
you just gave me an analogy.
Well,
it's a really dumb idea to jump in on a fight
that you don't know what's
happening. You don't know what's going on. I mean, maybe you should call the police, but you start brandishing a weapon and saying, "Hey, everybody, get around!" I mean, then the other people are brandishing weapons. Pretty soon, you got yourself a standoff at noon, right?
Wait! I don't have weapons. I don't believe in having guns myself.
Okay.
If I'm walking down the street and somebody's getting beaten up that looks like it's not a fair fight, then, when you're a little kid, and even today, I would probably jump in and try to break.
I think that's a nice thing to say.
If somebody tried to take my wallet, I've had some martial arts training and, I've done some boxing and stuff like that, it's probably not going to look like a fair fight. Are you going to jump in and beat me up because I'm trying to defend myself from somebody who tried to take my wallet? If you're walking down the street, you need to really consider jumping in on fights.
Okay, consider it. And then you make a decision based on what your gut does.
Okay, well, I hope that you're prepared to go to court.
Yeah, I'm prepared if I have to try to say
it. I mean, for all you know, the person who, I mean, Mark, you gave a good example. For all you know, the person who is being beaten up had tried to stab one of the people or, you know, had tried to attack one of the people that was beating him up, that the tide had turned by the time you stumbled across the fight. So you presume that the person getting beaten up at that point was the victim, when in point of fact, they were the attacker. You're willing to just go ahead and take that risk, huh?
So you got a 50-50 chance of trying to make a decision based on your observation.
Okay, well, 50-50.
And then let's take it to the next level with the United States.
Yeah, what does that have to do with Kim Jong-un?
Well, if he says that if he gets the nuclear weapons that he's going to try to destroy it, then I think we probably need to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, they have been saying that they're going to do this and going to do that for a very long time. So
right.
There's,
and wouldn't you say he's getting a lot closer to that situation than he ever been?
Well, he could have launched a nuclear attack against South Korea a long time ago. He could have launched an attack against Japan a long time ago. He could have done a lot of things. He seems to get some kind of political power from bloviating.
Okay, I agree with that. Well, what are you going to wait till the missiles are in the air?
Well, I mean, that's what you have a missile defense program for, right?
Okay, so you're going to wait and then hopefully you can knock them out of the sky if they come towards us.
Well, I think the United States should be working on that technology far more than it's working on F-35s.
And I'm pretty sure they are, guys.
I don't see any stories of it.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Archie. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You say you're quite sure because you just want to believe it.
Yeah, I would love to believe that. But I've never seen these news stories of what the nuclear defense is for the United States. It seems like missile defense would be something that would be a really high priority. But instead, they're dropping more than $1 trillion on the F-35 fighter when you have perfectly functional fighters already.
According to NBC News in Seoul, a senior North Korean defector has told NBC that the country's desperate dictator is prepared to use nuclear weapons to strike the U.S. and its allies. So I guess this is the recent development, Mark, that someone who defected from North Korea, Tae Young-ho, is the most high-profile North Korean defector in two decades, meaning he's able to give rare insight into the secretive authoritarian regime. According to Tae, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is, quote, desperate in maintaining his rule by relying on his development of nuclear weapons and ICBM, unquote, which is, of course, intercontinental ballistic missiles, a long-range rocket that, in theory, would be capable of hitting the United States. Quote, once he sees there's any kind of sign of a tank or an imminent threat from America, then he would use his nuclear weapons with ICBM. So this guy's saying that when he sees there's a threat from America, he'll use the weapon. And now Donald Trump is being presented with an option to either put nuclear weapons next door in South Korea, which would be an unprecedented move, or to assassinate him.
I don't believe they've got an intercontinental ballistic missile. I think they're years away from that.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, yeah, they can barely get on the internet over in North Korea. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You may take control of the airwaves. Are you afraid of North Korea? Because that's what the government would like you to be, to justify even more warmongering on the part of the Trump administration, who is now being presented with some pretty crazy options for dealing with the threat that may not even exist. Toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm.
Most Americans take some kind of nutritional supplement. If you don't, you probably should listen very closely to this. But if you do, you know, are you getting your supplement from a grocery store? Because nutrient depletion is very real in this country, but a lot of people are taking nutrients that, you know, like these, you know, multivitamins from the store and that kind of thing. They're synthetic, and frankly, they don't do the job. If you were to, say, visit a naturopath, you'd likely end up spending about $150 per month on probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and, you know, a multivitamin, mineral, vitamin supplement. Well, Whole Food Multi-Complete brings it all together for you at significantly less cost. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has quietly been providing what the big boys won't: the perfect blend of seven different supplements in a single product. Now, there's more than seven different, like, sort of nutrients in there. You'd have to go to simplifymysupplements.com, and I recommend you do this. Go there and take a look at the ingredient list. Simplifymysupplements.com, and once you find out the price, you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is the obvious choice for a multi. I have been taking it now for about 2 months, and one thing I didn't realize, I was watching a movie last night about sort of gut health, which has to do with the bacteria in your stomach and that sort of thing. The probiotic in this has caused me to lose almost 15 pounds, and I didn't know why I had lost the weight. And it turns out just sort of balancing your gut flora is going to cause a lot of people to lose weight. Check it out. SimplifyMySupplements.com. You need an excuse to do it right now. Use coupon code FTL and save 30%, 30% on your first order. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL. You will not regret it. I think this is really great, and it'll change your life. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
So I want to share more from this interview with this supposed defector from North Korea, because the more I read about this guy and the things that he's saying, the more I think maybe this guy's still on Kim Jong-un's payroll. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. It's Ian and Mark with you. We go to your calls and thoughts. Are you afraid of North Korea? Let's go to Bobby in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, that crazy fat kid over North Korea.
All right.
Yeah, he's a dictator.
Right.
Yeah, he gets out here and waves his saber and shakes, rattles, rolls, and all that. But his purpose, he's got to keep the people in his country scared and afraid of him.
Yeah,
that's terrible for anybody to do. Then I think the United States should take action against him.
Do you think the U.S. government should take action against all the dictators everywhere in the world?
Whether they're dictators, whether they're kings, queens, what have you, the United States of America should bring that to a stop.
Should they do that with Saudi Arabia, the biggest oil trading partner?
Anywhere where there's a king, a queen, any type of dictator.
So the United Kingdom, take them down.
And you're willing to pay to be policeman?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our founding fathers did that, slayed the king's army of Great Britain to gain our independence. You know.
Yep.
So do it all over again. Instead of doing it to gain independence, this time, do it to gain total world domination. That's what you're saying, right?
There you go.
Are you for real?
Take over the whole. I'm dead serious.
You really are seriously saying the United States government should take over the entire world. You really just said that.
Exactly.
They kind of have.
Our creators. Are you listening?
No, I'm right here. Sure. I want to hear you tell me about our creators.
I want to know that you've got your main line to God here. This is going to be good.
No, ain't about no God. There is no God.
Okay.
There's only creators.
All right.
Earth is the natural habitat of all human beings.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere in the universe is it ever written that any one person was nominated to be king or queen over the people.
So then who gives Donald Trump why do you think Donald Trump should go and be able to do that stuff?
Because
they had an election?
Because the people elect him, a free people elected him as their leader.
I don't feel free.
A Republican.
You don't feel free. Wait a second.
You don't feel free? Well,
no, you're not free.
No, we have the biggest, most oppressive government.
You're less free than you were 20 years ago.
Go live in North Korea and see how
go to Somalia. If you don't feel free, go to Somalia. Look, the United States is demonstrably less free than it was 20 years ago, right?
That's because you got all these socialist politicians out here that believe in big government that won't let people alone.
You mean like
those people were elected by those politicians were elected by the people. You were just extolling the virtues of democracy there just a moment ago.
But you're getting it. I mean, here today, in today's world, today's America, you get all these socialists, the Democratic Party, your progressives and all that. They want to be. Just have socialist issue all of them down the line. You know, they want to be like back in the days of the kings of England and stuff.
Bobby,
control of everything.
Okay, yeah, we're against the government controlling everything, which is why we're critical of the government controlling the world, which is what you just said you wanted the American government to do.
Let me just clarify something here, Bobby.
Do you believe, you're talking about how you don't like big government and that socialists are in control. Are you saying that Donald Trump is against big government?
I hope he is. I hope he limits government like it should be. A lot of people, your democratic socialists, they want government as big as
the House. How many years does Donald Trump get, in your mind, before you'll come to the conclusion that, in point of fact, Donald Trump is in favor of big government? How many years are you going to give him the benefit of the doubt?
I hope Donald Trump does 8 years.
Eight years?
I hope he does.
So you, eight so years, he has, yeah. It's going to take him 8 years until he's a lame duck president in the final year of his term. Then he'll be able to finally roll back the government. Is that what you're saying? I just want to make sure I'm understanding
you. No, I misunderstood you, I guess.
Okay, so right now, the government hasn't gotten smaller, okay? Donald Trump is using the government to expand its purview and, you know, go around the world and attack people, just like Barack Obama did, just like George W. Bush did before him. So far, Donald Trump is continuing in the and expanding on the traditions of the socialist presidents that came before him. So I'm just wondering, at what point during his administration will you be able to objectively look at the evidence and be able to say, okay, I was wrong. This guy favors big government.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, that's why I'm asking you, at what point will you be able to honestly assess that? Because I can understand the excuse right now is, hey, give the guy a chance, right?
What, 70 days?
It's only been 90 days, yeah. So give him a chance. So how long does the chance need to be? Set a date where you'll be able to look back and you know, objectively assess this.
I'm not giving his first term on that issue.
So a full 4 years.
Okay.
A full 4 years. But what we're talking about is dictators. That crazy fat kid in North Korea. Yeah,
sure. We're talking about dictators. And you're ready to take out...
All these people want to run roughshod over people who want to be free.
Like the U.S. government.
100%, I'm with you. The problem is the U.S. government has been supporting dictators in countries like Saudi Arabia, Yemen.
Well, he's saying change that. He's saying go after all of them.
He is, but, you know, that's going to shake the foundations. I mean, once the United States doesn't have an easy access to oil to run all of its war machines, it's going to get more difficult to run the war machines. Then you don't have the grasp on the world. You see that you can't have both of these things going on. You can either control the world, or you can go after the dictators, but you can't really do both.
All right, so Bobby, that's his prediction. Thanks for the call, Bobby. I appreciate it. So Bobby's prediction is it's going to take a whole term before he'll be able to look back and say whether or not Donald Trump supports big government.
I can go ahead and say it now.
Yeah, I can say it now, but I think at the very most it shouldn't take more than a year to be crystal clear about that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here, whether it's North Korea, the supposed nuclear threat. Is there really one, though? We're going to get deeper into that if we get the chance. Your calls and thoughts welcome on Free Talk Live Saturday Show.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We do have Skype. If you'd like to join us on the Skype, you can call us at username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. That's not a problem. We'll see it probably within a show segment and then approve it. And then from that point forward, it's easy for you to call us on Skype. As we continue, our regular phone numbers are 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's fear-mongering right now in the media surrounding North Korea. The National Security Council has apparently presented Donald Trump with options on how to respond to their nuclear program, which, according to NBC News, says that North Korea is estimated to have upward of 8 nuclear weapons, but has thus far not demonstrated the ability to attach them to a long-range rocket.
Right, that's a whole different thing. It's basically the reason for the U.S. Program to send people to the moon.
So we can tell you more about that. In fact, there was apparently a defector from North Korea who spoke recently publicly about his experience there, and he's got some really bizarre things to say. I want to share that here in moments. Your calls and thoughts welcome. First, though, let's go to the phones and to the fun. We got Keenan. He's in Washington State. Keenan, where are you in Washington tonight?
Hulk, ma'am.
All right, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I watch the news every day, and I don't mean to. It just happens to be on TV. I listen to it on the radio, and it's all fake. It's all fake. Every second of it is fake. People need to figure out what is really going on in this world, and that the elites control this world, and we as Americans, under the U.S. Constitution that our founders gave us, need to rise up, and we need revolution. They said it themselves. Every couple hundred years, we need to refresh the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants and patriots alike.
Yeah, actually,
I don't know what people can't understand about this.
Jefferson was actually advocating that one generation not rule another generation. So he was saying far more often than that some kind of revolution would occur. And what that sort of says, implicit in that is that those in power, and it doesn't matter how they get in power, but that those in power will never give it up. So
they certainly don't seem to want to. I mean, look at Venezuela. I have a story about that tonight, too.
I will say that armed revolution against the government is very, very, very difficult. in modern society.
Well, don't
they can kill remote control?
We have, 30 million gun owners in this country, and we run this country. We, the people, run this country. Stand up. Wake up, people.
Okay, hold on.
We need to.
No, I just want to know more about what you're saying.
What are we giving it away to the rest of the world?
I just want to be clear, Keenan, I just want to be clear what it is you're saying here. You're calling for a revolution. You're calling for people to stand up. What does that mean? What do you envision when you say those things?
I envision peace in the long run. Whatever this mass end game that the UN and the New World Order tries to put in place, it is all just a smokescreen for what they really want. They want the rich to be in charge, and they want us peasant people, us serfs, to live by their rules. Well, no, we the people are Americans, and we are ruled by the Constitution and the Constitution only.
A discussion that we were having last night about, you know, can you achieve peace through violent means? I mean, are you talking about a violent revolution?
Yes, you can. We won a revolution already.
Well,
you didn't.
Hold on, wait, Keenan. You didn't win the revolution, all right? So Washington
I
was.
I didn't. I
George
was
Washington.
In 1776.
Right.
Okay. So let's
and
let's get our history
the Constitution
straight.
Either.
Let's get our history all straight here. Okay. First off, the Constitution was big government imposed on the Articles of Confederation. It is not God handing down some kind of great small government to you. It is bigger government than they had. Secondly, George Washington was elected with 2% of the electorate. It was the rich guys during the Revolutionary War that became the leaders afterwards. We the people have never had squat as to do with the United States government. And it took Andrew Jackson for everybody to get a vote, just every white guy to get a vote. Now, that's just landowners. And, slowly over time, different ethnicities got the vote. And then even after that, women got to vote, and then people down to 18. You have this skewed view of American history that is handed down to us conservatives like you and me, like somehow things were different back then. What's that?
How is it skewed, and who said I was a conservative?
You jumped to a conclusion.
You're pretty ultra-conservative sounding.
I thought you were a libertarian, not a conservative.
It's not conservative, and it's not pre-skewed. It is, there was 3% that fought in the American Revolution country to give us our freedoms and our liberties and our independence.
But then Shays' Rebellion, do you want to be ruled by a monarchy? Read about monarchies may very well be more effective.
Let's take it back. Let's take what we have.
Jeez, talking to you is like going around and around. Hold on a second. Have you ever read about Shays' Rebellion? Take a little bit of time and see how the 3% got screwed, okay? Secondly, I'm not entirely, no one has shown me that monarchies aren't as effective as republics in leading people, as far as it goes. I mean, take a look at Canada. Canada currently ranks as a freer country than the United States, and they were under monarchical rule during the 20th century. You can't say that because you pick up guns and you shoot your leaders, center of mass, that somehow you're free.
Who said anything about shooting leaders?
How are you going to have a revolution?
Protect yourself. Protect yourself.
Shows. We got to dump that out. Can't say the F word, just a heads up. Obviously, he's very passionate about his beliefs, but wasn't he just, and I'm sorry he said that because I wanted to ask him, Mark, wasn't he just calling for a violent revolution moments ago in his call, and then then at the very end of the call, he was saying, oh no, you can't shoot the leaders?
It sounds like a very nuanced position to me.
No, look, I don't want to make it sound like I support violent revolution. I don't. I support peaceful.
I think it's nonsense.
Yeah, I support peaceful solutions. I think that he said he wants to get to peace. I don't think you get to peace through violence. I understand there are many people who believe that you do, but I think that, from a basic kind of spiritual level of, how you manifest the world around you, that if violence is the seed, you are not going to sprout things that are good. You're not going to generate peace from the seat of violence. I don't think that's possible. You may have an illusion of peace. You may have a temporary halting in the violence, and that might feel like peace. But ultimately, in the long run, as you pointed out, Mark, after the first revolution, who took over? The rich guys.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
And he wanted to overthrow the rich people.
If your thing is always, you know, rich versus poor, you're going to find out that the rich control whatever government apparatus is around exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's what's going on now here in the United States. I'm not going to argue the point. It's certainly true. But and it's true that poor people, that the, you know, that basically only an uprising is what seems to stop governments from, you know, their shenanigans. I can tell you this. I've spent a lot of time looking at how one overthrows governments. And, throughout the 20th century, violent methods became less and less effective.
That's true.
I don't care whether it's moral. I don't want to talk to you about whether it's moral. I'm telling you, it's ineffective. When they can kill you from the sky with a remote control airplane, that's it. Like, you don't have a rebellion at that point.
Right. Plus, if you don't change people's minds about government, then you're just going to create the same thing over again. There was all these supposed principles behind the founding of the United States, but look what we have. You've got an out-of-control government, a multi-trillion-dollar behemoth that doesn't seem to be slowing down in its ability to consume our wealth and our freedom. And this was all supposedly started with this principled document and the Bill of Rights and, you know, this wonderful Declaration of Independence and, you know, all the flowery language that sounds really great on paper. But the reality is you've got a military that occupies a lot of countries around the world with
right.
1,000 military
well,
bases.
It was based on Rome. And it's become Rome.
Mm.
The saying is that Rome conquered the world in self-defense. The United States has been doing the same thing. You heard the first caller. Well, what do you do if Kim Jong-un has an ICBM? Well, I don't know what I do because he doesn't have one.
He also wouldn't be the only the only government goon in the world to have access to an ICBM.
Right.
I mean, how many other countries have that?
Pakistan's had them for years.
Right. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, Kim Jong-un, he may be crazy, but I don't know if he's any more crazy than a lot of the people that are running these countries around the world. I mean, they're all sociopaths and psychopaths. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up what you want. We talk more about Kim Jong in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.